for our scripture lesson this morning comes from Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you to the very end of the age." The Word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Back in the 1940s, they decided that they were going to build a ship. And it was going to be called the SS United States. And it was going to cost $80 million to build. And the U.S. government decided they were going to throw $50 million into this project because they were going to use it as a transport ship as well. It was the biggest ship, and it was going to cruise at the highest rate of speed. And finally, in 1952, it sailed the ocean blue, and it set transatlantic records. Still holds today. In 1969, it saw its last passenger. It never saw as a troop transport, but just an ocean liner for the rich that could afford to go. And since 1986, it has just been docked up on the Delaware River. It is just, well, it's had several owners, just gone to pot. We were given a command by God to go and make disciples of all nations, of all men. We, as a church, are not a cruise liner where a few of us go out and wait on everybody else and have them little drinks with the little paper umbrellas in them, you know, lounge by the side. The rest of y'all play shuffleboard or what have you. Go see the shows. This church is a troop transport ship where all of us are on the same. And we need to go out and make disciples of all the world. In verse 18, it said, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven on earth has been given to me.'" That's the foundation for this great commission. All power in heaven and on earth. That's the foundation. We, as believers in Jesus Christ, we believe that he does have that power. And that's a foundation, and that's on rock. That is on bedrock. It's not going to move. And he asked us, verse 19, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations." All nations. All color, creed, didn't matter. All nations. That's what he wants us to do. Now, if we go back up to verse 16, it says, "Then the 11 disciples," that was the minus Judas. These people didn't have a church building. They didn't have any money. They didn't have anything except their voices. That's the only thing they had. These 11 disciples of Christ turned the world upside down. And I forget which where it says it in the book of Acts, but it says that the men that turned the world upside down are here with us today. We're a small church, but we can be mighty church. And we can turn the world upside down if we choose to. I believe in that. I believe that we can start. But we have to do three things. We have to pray. And when I say pray, I mean pray for all the time. We have to pray some more. That's the second thing. And the third thing is, yeah, you gotta pray a little bit more. And we can do mighty things in this church. But it's not up to me. It's not up to one of the other people or somebody else down the road. It's to all of us. We are a true transport ship. I had an uncle that hit the beaches of Normandy. He wasn't by himself. He had other men with him. A lot of other men. One man can't do it all of himself. We need to think about how we want to be a true transport. What we need to do. How do we need to go in and make disciples of the world? You see, a lot of people have the idea that because you're old, you're insignificant. Or you're young, you don't have enough knowledge or power. Some people say, well, I'm too tall. I can't do that. I'm too short. I can't reach that. I'm too fat or I'm too skinny. God can use us all. Doesn't matter. God can use our strengths, but he can also use our weaknesses. I never thought I'd be standing up here in front of a group of people every Sunday. When I was in high school, I shook and got so nervous just trying to be in front of my class reciting a poem. I never thought I could do this. It's not me that's doing it. It's Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. It's not me. I'm afraid of being up here. But this is where God wants me. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to follow him. We all have strengths and we all have weaknesses. What we have to figure out is how we can use our strengths and weaknesses. How he wants us to go out and make disciples of all the world. I'm going to paraphrase John Wesley just a minute. When he was asked about the Great Commission, John Wesley said, the devil loves a church that's only half there. Why? Why would he say that? The reason why I think he would say that is because if we're only halfway there, that means that we're not going anywhere. We're going to just stay. So the devil doesn't have to worry about us. But if we're full of the Holy Spirit We pray all the time, and we do the work of the Lord, the devil's going to fear us. And what we can do is show the love of Jesus Christ to the person at the gas station, the grocery stores. We can show the love of Jesus, and the devil will fear us. And in verse 20 it says, "And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you to the very ends of the age." I'm going to repeat that. "And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you until the very end of the age." Man, isn't that comforting that he's going to be with us? He wants us to teach people. He wants to show, he wants us to show his love to the people. Isn't that wonderful? That he is going to be with us until the end of the age. Just think of what those 11 men have done. No money, no building, no authority other than Christ's authority. In 2,000 years, how many people have believed in Jesus Christ because of the 11 men had gone out and did what Christ asked? They shared with all the nations. This morning, we repeated the Apostles' Creed. The reason why it's called the Apostles' Creed is because that's what the 11 apostles believed. And if that's what we share, how mighty can this little church be? But we have to share. We have to be the transport ship and go out and conduct a war. That war is to make disciples of Christ. Thank you.